It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tits. How will Dave do? Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Thank you, Keane DeCrow.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
and,
out.
And me, I was on that there too.
Yeah, you're harmonised.
Keane DeCrow.
Right, this is the Girly Quiz. It is the time of the week where myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. He's been doing quite well. He's had 2 wins over the last couple of weeks and we don't like that very much. Fiona actually not accidentally, just had a moment where she provided him with an answer last week.
It was a great
moment. I was under pressure.
It was great.
So I'll be keeping an eye on her this morning. Don't you worry.
I know, I'm sorry about that, guys.
Dave has 2 lifelines to help him out win the week. One is a Simplify and one is his phone a female, and it's Cuiva standing by this morning. Hello.
Morning, Cuiva. How are you?
Hi, Cuiva.
Hey, how are you?
Cuiva, what is it that you excel in when it comes to women? Is it beauty? Is it fashion? Is it bodily parts? What is it?
I'd say it'd be makeup.
Okay, perfect. Listen, that always kind of seems to come up in some shape or form, so I'll absolutely need you at some point, Cuiva. Thank you so much. Stay there.
Thanks, Cuiva. Hang on a sec. And just to say as well, we're aware that there's kids in the car. Look, this tends to go into uncharted waters often. I do think the questions this week are safe enough. Mm-hmm. But Dave's got a dirty brain.
He does.
And you just never know what he's going to come out.
Animal. I promise you, I'm very PG.
Mm-hmm. So do just have your hand gently hovering over the dial if there's any conversation you don't want to have with your kiddie winks today.
Absolutely.
After on their way to school.
Let's kick this off.
All right, Dave. Question one on the girly quiz.
Oh.
Boho.
Nope.
A-line.
Nope.
And tulip.
Having a clue.
Are all types of what?
Boho, tulip, and what?
A-line.
Boho, tulip, A-line, boho. Are they like knockoff websites?
Are you thinking of
boho.com?
Like boho.com. Instead of ASOS, you got A-line.
Tulip instead of Topshop.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Actually, quite good logic.
That's very good.
Yeah, really good logic.
Boho.com. Okay, so I don't think it's that. Boho, tulip. Boho, I've no idea. It sounds like Soho. Tulip is a flower. And A-line. Lines. I'm trying to think, where would you have lines? Are they in your hands, maybe? Because, you know, you can tell, like, the, you know, the way they say, like, oh, your
read
hands,
your palm.
Read your palm.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting into palm reading. Good morning.
Lines are also in the face, like, for creases. Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about wrinkles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they could be. No, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to call Cuiva in on the very first one.
Straight in.
You sure?
Straight in, yeah. She said she kind of knows beauty. I think there's something to do with beauty. Cuiva, good morning. Listen, I have 30 seconds on the clock. Can you tell me what boho, tulip and A-line are types of?
Oh, I think they're dresses.
Dresses?
Like styles. Like an A-line dress.
An A-line dress. Do you have one of them?
I think I have one for my dad's.
Okay.
Nice.
Very nice.
And do you have a boho dress?
Yeah, that one I'm not sure about.
Okay, do you have a tulip dress?
No, but the A-line is really putting me towards dress.
Okay.
Because then we went dress shopping for my sister. I think that was style.
A-line, okay.
Boho dress would be, you make sense?
Perfect. A-line, A1, Cuiva is what I'll say. A-line, tulip and boho are all types of dresses. Final answer.
What do we do?
Oh no.
Okay.
We'll have to give it to you.
We'll give that.
Well done. Oh, why? Is it like skirts or something?
I was looking for a skirt style, but Cuiva did say a dress style. And yeah. A dress obviously has a skirt.
And
so
a
you
skirt
can't...
goes on the bottom of a dress. So yeah,
I think
100%.
Well done.
Allow it.
Cuiva, by the skin of your teeth.
You've won yourself that €50 Just Eat voucher, Cuiva. Well done.
Thanks so much.
Share it with your Deb state.
Thanks a million, Cuiva.
See you, Cuiva.
Bye.
All right, one for one. You have your Simplify remaining, but you're on your own when it comes to a phone of female. Dave, question number two. Which of these is not a real perfume brand? A. Daisy by Marc Jacobs. B. Ari by Ariana Grande. C. Sparkle by Selena Gomez. We're looking for the one that is not a real perfume brand.
Daisy by Marc Jacobs, I've seen. Ari sounds like something Ariana Grande would call her perfume. But I'm pretty sure, because my sister's obsessed with Ariana Grande, so I'm pretty sure she had one, something else like God is a Woman or something like that.
That was a song. Mm.
Selena Gomez releasing a perfume called Sparkle. I think she'd have enough people around her to tell her, find a better name. That is horrendous. Mm. I'm going to go all in. I'm pushing my chips forward. I'm going to say... Sorry, what was the question?
Brilliant. Which of these is not a real perfume
brand?
Not a real.
So you're looking for the fake one.
Yeah. Mm.
The fake one is Sparkle by Selena Gomez.
Is that your final answer, Dave? I need you to say it.
Final answer.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Very good. I liked your logic there.
Really good logic.
Well explained, well thought out.
I'm a bit insulted by my creativity there.
Sparkle.
Okay. We'll try not to take it to heart. As we move on, I don't think Selena's PR team is going to be calling me anytime soon. But
yeah,
we've moved.
Harsh.
2 for 2 and you still have your Simplify.
I'm pretty sure you could just trade back that now. No one's stealing it.
Yeah, yeah. You're in decent name.
Okay, by Emma Nolan.
Okay, thanks. Stomach rubs salt into the wound.
I'd buy it. All right. Final question on this week's girly quiz.
God, he's doing well.
Yeah, allegedly. Calvin Harris shared some photos after his wife, Vic Hope, gave birth to their baby.
Yes.
The photo showed Vic in a bath, which is where the baby was born.
Mm-hmm.
Give 3 reasons why someone might choose a water birth.
Oh, I always wondered this.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's good.
I always just thought, do you know honestly what I thought, why you'd pick a water birth?
Okay.
Better crack.
Splashing around.
Do you know what I mean?
Can you throw a slide in there?
Yeah.
Can I do it on a
few
little
ducks.
Raft?
Yeah.
Feeling like you're a little seal in there.
Yeah.
Slapping around.
Give us a few pool noodles.
Okay. We're going to say, I would imagine that maybe... See, I don't think I can answer you definitively the 3, so I'm just going to like spit out a load of reasons.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
I think that maybe the embryonic fluid would mix with the water and so it wouldn't be as much of a mess. You can catch all the bits that come out of you, like the little bits of poo.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That apparently do come out.
But do you want that just as a floater in the water?
Yeah, I think Calvin will be there with the net.
Right.
My God.
Okay. Then you have, I'm pretty sure you'd have it because, you know, that's how I learned to swim. I was thrown in. Do you know what I mean? I just told.
Yeah.
You know, go.
Right.
Cleaner. So I have cleaner. I have less mess is the same answer.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
The question is, we're asking why the woman might choose this. Why would she want this?
It's probably less painful. It's probably cleaner. And it's probably more...
Maybe think about the body and like what happens and like what, you know, rather than cleaner.
Maybe it helps things widen a bit because of heat. Maybe it's a hot water bath.
Okay, we're going to have to push you for an answer.
Okay, you
have your Simplify.
I will. I'm going to simplify it.
All right.
I'm going to simplify it.
We are in Simplify mode. We're now looking for 1 reason why some women might choose a water birth. 1 reason.
1 reason.
I want 1 reason.
Just give me
lock in
reason.
1 reason that you've named or something else.
The reason for a water birth would be cleanliness. So there's less of a mess.
More success.
More success, yes. And bang, and the dirt is gone.
Right.
Or pick up the poo. You know, that's also another option.
You made a mess of it.
No!
As if you'd hop into a bath because of cleanliness.
That's the reason.
I've just had a quick Google because it was not on our sheet of answers, and I just searched,
is
a water birth cleaner? A water birth is not inherently cleaner than a land birth. It strictly depends on hygiene protocols such as cleaning, the use of liners and everything.
You'd
like
imagine
that.
It's probably dirtier in the sense that you're in within
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, but there's less mess around the floor. Do you know what I mean?
I was going to give you, if we got to 3, I was going to give you good crack because one of the reasons would be a positive birth experience.
Yeah.
Pain relief was in there. Greater mobility to change positions in labour, shorter labour, and a sense of control. Reduced stress.
Nasty. Nasty. Just like a water birth. Nasty.